reports once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Texting is back via jinglekringle.com, and joining us once again from North Pole Flight Command to talk about this special capability is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why is this a service coming from North Pole Flight Command and not from the North Pole Post Office?
That's a fair question, Frank. The North Pole Post Office does have a part in this, but really it's the news that gets sent out that is the priority. This isn't about texting Santa. It's about getting Santa updates by text. We know that a lot of folks are on the go at Christmas, especially on Christmas Eve when Santa's in flight. So they need a means to get updates, and that's what this service from Flight Command does. It's free updates that are sent out by way of text.
So this is one-way communication about Santa, but not from Santa himself.
That's correct, Frank. Santa may opt to use text to communicate with believers, but this isn't that. This is all about North Pole news and getting it another way.
How does this work, Crash? Does this mean a text subscriber is going to get texts at all hours of the day and night?
No, they thought about that. There's a schedule posted at jinglekringle.com that shows when texts will be sent out. We can't guarantee that network traffic will honor that schedule precisely, but that's when they're going to be sending stuff out. It's all free and set up to be as user-friendly as possible, Frank.
Okay, Crash, it's good to know the News of Santa includes a news stream that goes beyond our efforts on the websites, the podcasts, and the radio streams that we offer. From the North Pole, where we're all about the latest news of Santa, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for Santa Update.com on the Kringle Radio Network.